Got it, Rex. What do you need done, Brian? Okay, so the next one up, what sort of car was it? Subaru Impreza. Let me just bring it up. How you get a registration number? Six D L. Yep, gotcha. Brian Hopkinson. Yep. Okay, gotcha there. Let me just bring up the history on it. As it looks old. Yep. Yep, battery incorrect for car. You said you sorted that. Caster bush has been done already. Okay, so we've got a couple of things. The power steering pump being sooty is only a minor thing. The boys can monitor that from service to service, provided the steering is behaving and it's not making a huge mess. Yep. Okay, great. Well, I suppose the probably two things there that stand out is the timing belt and the clutch line leak. Probably the two things that I can see there that I would be concerned about. So did you want to book it in for those two things? Yep, no problem. Yep, no problem. So, generally speaking, you've had a H major. Your next service is actually an I major service in the handbook, which is fluids and some spark plugs. The timing belt service is traditionally at the 125K marker, or a J interval as it's known. So you're not too far away from actually falling in line with the book anyway. The only thing is if we do the timing belt and the I major service, that does add up to quite a bit. It's roughly going to be hovering somewhere around about the $2,200, $2,300 marker. Quite an expensive service. The timing belt itself as a service is normally around 1,700 to 1,800. Yeah, it's obviously the biggest service there, and then it is left for another 125,000 after that. So yeah, that there we'll need definitely for the full day. But I just want to make you aware of the costs, that was all. Okay. Well, we can have a look at that once it is here. No, unfortunately, we don't. We don't do wheels and tires. Reconditioning. Air conditioning. We have a subcontractor that comes out, so we can organise it with him to be here. Yeah, sure. Okay. No problem. If it's gonna be here for the AC, the major service with the timing belt and a clutch line, I'd suggest leaving it overnight just to give us a little bit more time. Because we'll need to work on the car for basically a full day, then we'll need to have the car accessible for the air-conditioned bloke to do it. Okay, no problem. Yeah, sure. Okay, let's have a look. So, dropping off for Thursday morning, we can do the 23rd of October. Yep, and then picking up Friday afternoon. Yep, if that works, no problem. I'll lock that in for you. Excellent. Well, thank you, Brian. I'm Alec. Not a problem. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.